the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, sponsoring this segment of the Phil Hendry Show. Ted's of Beverly Hills, the best steak, the best drinks, the best people. Come on down.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Hey, Ted.
How you doing?
Good. Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, and they sponsor this segment of our show once a week. We're going to be talking this hour about the John Edwards case, and the this was a big thing that happened today. Ted, John Edwards has pled guilty. Let me just grab the story. John Edwards admitted that he has done wrong and hurt others, but strongly denied breaking the law after federal prosecutors charged him on Friday with using $925,000 in under-the-table campaign contributions to hide his mistress and baby during his 2008 run for president. The two-time Democratic presidential hopeful was indicted on 6 felony charges that he violated campaign finance laws in a desperate bid to protect both his White House hopes and his image as a devoted man. We also had some audio, and we'll grab that during our first break, where I believe he's heard in court, or at least he's heard in an interview, saying, "I did not break the law." So,
I'll tell you, it's a very interesting state of affairs, Phil, when a very powerful man, and you know, I'm Ted Bell. I started this restaurant. My father started the restaurant, but as you know, my father pretty much drank up the profits of this and left to me what was a shell of a business, and I started with nothing. After my father died, my father left me nothing, and I worked my way up and developed a business that I'm very proud of today. How did I do that? I did that by being smart. I did that by understanding that I live in a world of, it is the world of those that have got and those that are the gotten. And I think you know what, when I say that, Bill, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, it's the haves and have-nots.
Well, it's more than the haves and have-nots. It's the people that are the sharks. It's the people that try to get into the water and swim around with the sharks as if they're a bunch of dolphins. See, I don't make the mistake that I have never made the mistake, Bill, of saying that a shark is a dolphin or a, what do you call the ones with the nose?
Like a porpoise, a dolphin.
Yeah, porpoise. Porpoise. I don't make the mistake of looking at a porpoise and saying, "Well, there's a shark," or what I meant to say was, I would never say, "Oh, look, there's a porpoise. I think it's a shark," because I know it's a porpoise. But I would never look at a shark and say it's a porpoise. John Edwards got caught. Now let's forget about what he did for 5 seconds, because there's a lot of people that have all kinds of opinions on that. He shouldn't have done it. Okay, I admit it. A lot of us do things that we shouldn't have done. But I want to be practical here for just a minute, Bill, if I could. I have had in my lifetime moments that I regret. But I handle it, and I handle it in a way so that my family is not embarrassed, and so I'm not embarrassed. How do I do that? We have a fund of money, and we use that fund of money. And what we do with that fund of money is we take care of embarrassing situations.
And are these embarrassing situations? I just want to ask you, are they you? Are they people from your restaurant?
They are. They have involved me. They've involved some prominent people in my restaurant. But a lot of them have involved me, yes.
Can I ask you what the...
I would rather not. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that we use this money to take care of it.
So you're paying people off.
I would rather not comment. You know, Phil.
All right, I didn't know. You would rather just... So you use this money to take care of situations that are embarrassing, similar to John Edwards.
Similar to the John Edwards situation, yes. Now, the money is part of what the waitresses, the food servers get their tips every night. We, have garnished some of their tip money. A lot of people have complained about that and have said, "Why?" In my business, why do you garnish the tip money of these food servers and put this into a legal fund? Well, we've been doing it for a long time, and the reason is simply this. If I get caught doing something that I shouldn't do, and I don't have enough money to hire the attorney to defend me, or I don't have enough money to pay off the individual that may be accusing me, we don't have a business. We don't have a restaurant. See? And so there are no food servers. There are no waitresses. There are no bartenders. Do you understand? So that pretty much, excuse me for saying, that pretty much shuts people up.
We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about the John Edwards situation. You're saying that John Edwards should have taken care of this. Let's forget for a moment about the propriety of it.
Exactly.
You're saying that John Edwards should have taken care of this much more quietly and much more effectively.
Absolutely, which is exactly what I have done for over 30 years. And I understand that I recognize that I'm walking out on the edge. I'm walking out on a limb here talking about what I've done with my life. I'm not giving you specifics, but I'm telling you that everything that I've gotten involved in, and I've gotten involved in some pretty... let me just say this. I'm not proud of it. I've gotten involved in some pretty dirty, nasty situations. Some pretty septic, foul, just foul situations. Situations that I wish to God I'd never gone near. I wish to God I'd rather die than have been put through. But I always had a way of getting out of it. And Phil, I hate to say it, and I think your audience probably understands. If they don't, then they got to get it. Money takes care of a lot of things.
All right, so you've paid off a lot of people. And I understand that. Can I ask you a question? Have you paid off government officials?
I don't want to comment. I will tell you this. I'm not in the business of breaking the law. What I'm talking about here are embarrassing social situations. John Edwards is not on trial because he cheated on his wife. John Edwards is going to be on trial because he might have used money, campaign finance money, for personal use, okay? And if I were John Edwards and I'd been John Edwards' friend, I would have found a way to finance that woman and that kid. Because let's face it, this guy has got a wife and kids, and he's got a campaign. He's running for president of the United States. Now he got a woman pregnant, and she's got a kid. All right, so what do you do? Are you going to turn that into a soap opera? No, you take care of it. So you tell her to go away. You send her as far away from you as you can get her, and you make sure you get enough money flowing in her direction where she keeps her mouth shut. Now, you don't do that with campaign finance money. You got to do it with something else. You've got to do it with some very well-heeled friends or money that you have. And you're trying to tell me that John Edwards doesn't have that kind of money laying around? You know, Phil, there's an old saying, and here's where I'm getting to the point of what I want to say. John Edwards, for all of his money and all of his sophistication, and excuse me for saying this, I come from Beverly Hills. Where does he come from?
He's from North Carolina.
He's from North Carolina. Sometimes you can't get the smell of a hog off of you.
So you're telling me that John Edwards, for all of his money, and for all of his sophistication, and for all of his world travel, John Edwards is still basically a hick and doesn't know how to take care of this?
I can't explain it any other way. Sometimes you cannot get the stink of the farm off of you, no matter how far away you travel, no matter how many people you meet, no matter how much money you have. This never would have happened to me. And the reason why it would never happen to me is because of the fact that I would take care of it. I have the money to take care of it. And the money that we use is money that we get directly from our restaurant.
Yeah, you're taking it from food servers and waitresses.
Yeah, well, Bill, don't give me the... Please, you don't understand.
No, you're garnishing their tips. All right, but let's take this another place, okay?
What do you think, they're garnishing their tips? You're saying it like that's wrong. You know, like I said, they wouldn't have a job.
Let's take this another place. Don't you think it's wrong for you to be bragging about this? Don't you think it's immoral for you to be bragging about this?
Immoral about what?
You're bragging about the fact that you have had to take care of things with money. You're bragging about the fact that you've been involved in some dirty, filthy, as you said, nasty situations. You said you'd rather die than be involved in them again?
That is correct, Phil, yes. I'm not proud of that.
Okay, you're bragging about it.
I'm not bragging about it. I'm giving you some practical... I'm giving you my practical experience. I'm not bragging about it. What makes you think I'm bragging about it?
Well, you're talking about, if I was John Edwards, I would have had this money. I garnish the wages of my waitresses. I do this and I do that.
Well, I do. You had me on this program. Look, I sponsored this program to come in and weigh in on certain things. John Edwards is where he is today because he's stupid. Not because he cheated on his wife. Not because he had a girlfriend. Not because they had a baby, because he's an idiot.
And so John Edwards, an attorney who made millions and millions of dollars and who has run for president of the United States, has run for vice president of the United States, is an idiot.
Apparently, yes, because I'm telling you this never would have happened had it happened to me. You take care of it with money, and you make sure that you have enough money to take care of it with. Now, if John Edwards doesn't have enough money, then, you know, I'm Santa Claus. That guy has got to be loaded. Somehow, the money didn't make its way to the right people. Me? You asked me, Ted Bell? I find the money. I've got the money. I don't have... Look, Phil, I'm Ted Bell, okay? I don't have the stink of hog on me.
And you give me the stink of hog. I find it very difficult to believe that a guy, whether he's from North Carolina or not, can't figure out that this is how business is done.
Well, why didn't he do it then?
I don't know.
You don't know? I know why. Because he suddenly got caught with his pants down around his ankles. He didn't know which way to run. He was standing there at the bathroom door with the pants down around the ankles. He didn't know whether to head for the stairs or to head for the bedroom where he could find a belt. He just stood there. Then, when they closed in on him, he started to run, and he fell down with his ass up in the air and the underwear coming off. What are you laughing at?
What? All right.
That's what I'm saying. And so the point that I'm making here is simply this. We are a society, Phil, where money is what makes things happen. And so I have to garnish the wages of the tips of my waitresses to put this money into a fund, and that money will be in that fund in case I need it. It's as simple as that. John Edwards was too stupid to do that. I think it's because he has the stink of hog on him. I don't know what that means.
All right. Well, you can say stink of hog, or you can just say the man's not very sophisticated, or he's not very smart, or maybe he just doesn't understand what it is, you know, to be a man that cheats on his wife.
Oh, well, you know, don't start giving the guy an excuse.
No, I'm not doing that. I mean, maybe the guy, you know, he's a philanderer, he's a cheater, he was unfaithful to his wife, but maybe this was the first time, or maybe, you know...
Well, if you believe that, you know, if you believe that, you believe he'd make a good president.
Whatever. The point is that he wasn't as experienced as you.
Well, isn't that what you're saying?
That's what you're saying.
No, I...
Well... Look, you say you have a...
Yes, I've got a fund. You're right.
Okay, if you're telling people, here's how you handle it with money.
People cheat, you know, and it's important how you handle it.
Yeah, and the way you handle it is by garnishing the tips of your cocktail waitresses. Have they ever asked you about that?
They're not... Why, they've asked me, but I've told them it's none of their business, and it isn't any other... I tell them it's at the cost of doing business.
All right, 877-8, what about that, folks? 877-876-PHIL.
What about that, folks? I know what you're going to do is you're going to make it about me now.
Hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL, as Ted Bell talks about a legal fund that he has for instances like John Edwards, and he's garnishing the tips of his cocktail waitresses. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this segment of our program brought to you by the great people at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Right.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse. Come on down.
We'd like you to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yes, we do garnish the tip money of our food servers. It is a 10% garnishment for a legal fund that we need in this town. John Edwards.
What about that, man? How do you compare yourself to John Edwards?
Well, I'm going to say, I'm not John Edwards, Phil. I'm not out having sex with women while my wife is at home and her body tissue is being eaten away by cancer. While I'm out, can you imagine that? Can you imagine what this guy did?
Well, what are you know, you don't want to give me specifics on what you do, okay?
I will tell you that they are sexual indiscretions. I will tell you that.
All right, so what makes your morality any better?
My morality is not a question. It is whether you hurt your family or not, Phil. I take care of it. I take care of it with money. I take care of it with enough money so that these people keep their mouths shut. All right? I haven't got the smell of hog on me. Why won't you listen to me?
The smell of hog is your way of saying that John Edwards is a North Carolinian, which means that he's got to be a hick, which means he ain't as hip as Ted Bell, which means that, you know, he doesn't take care of life and business the way Ted Bell does.
Well, who is on trial right now, me or him?
I don't think it's about that, Ted.
Who is? No. Who's on trial right now, me or him?
He is.
Thank you. And you want to know why? Because that hillbilly, when push came to shove, that hillbilly trusted a lot of people that he should have trusted, decided to use money that he shouldn't have used. The money that he should have used is his own money, the money that he's got in a nickel can in the backyard. I don't know where he keeps the money, because you know he's that guy is stinking rich. Ted Bell doesn't do that. Not me. No. No, I don't play that. I use my own money.
You garnish the tips of your food servers.
I use the... That is my own money.
How is that your own money?
Because they are my employee, it is my business. I think it's wrong of you to try to compare the two.
And I think... No, I don't think it is. I think it's absolutely apt. You use the tip money of your food servers for a legal fund in case you get into trouble. And, you know, I can't even believe it, man, that you have morality that is of a kind where you need a legal fund.
What are you trying to say?
Exactly what I said. You need a legal fund because you're what? You're screwing around on your wife? You've got friends that are doing it?
I told you I didn't want to talk about it.
No, you don't want to talk about it, but John Edwards is talking about it. John Edwards is being held up in front of the entire country for ridicule.
Well, guess what? He got caught, and the country's not ridiculing him because of the mistress. It's because that guy might have stolen money.
No, the country's ridiculing him because of the mistress. The government's interested in him because of stealing money. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead, John.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Yes, sir.
I just want to comment on a couple of things I heard on the radio tonight by your guest. Number one, John Edwards was an accomplished, and probably still is an accomplished lawyer. So how he, you know, got his money through legal practice is really of nobody's concern. Second point I want to make is I find it,
The government's asking him where he got the money for the mistress.
Excuse me.
No, but what the man's saying is his legal.
Excuse me. Right. Let me just get my comment out. Okay,
Go ahead, sir.
It laughable and very hypocritical for your guest to say that, you know, John Edwards is a low man. His judgment is off, but yet what he's doing is even worse by garnishing wages from his cocktail waitresses. It's totally unacceptable, and this guy should really, you know, let's call a spade here. You know, there's really no differentiation between evil. Evil is still evil. Thanks. That's all I have to say.
Well, I don't think, no. I'm doing something entirely different, sir. I have the waitresses, they get 10% taken from their tips in case of my indiscretions, but I'm not parading them in front of my wife. I'm not saying, hey, honey, take a look at this blonde I just had sex with on the floor of the Winnebago we use for the campaign. Hey, honey, take a look at this blonde I just had sex with in a bathroom. Hey, honey.
John Edwards hasn't done that.
Well, are you kidding?
He hasn't said, hey, honey, take a look at the woman with... I mean...
Well, what did I see in the Inquirer?
You saw some guys with cameras that were taking pictures
through a bedroom window. That's exactly right.
It was not on the floor of a Winnebago, but the point being... John Edwards got caught, and you didn't.
And why didn't I get caught? Because I have money. I garnish the wages of cocktail waitresses who are going to use that money anyway, and please forgive me, they may use that money anyway to buy boyfriends drugs. I don't know.
Oh, boy, you got some low opinion of...
Look, and I've been around these cocktail waitresses my whole life. I worked with them when my father had the business. I've worked with them now. I've got great young women that work for me. There's no question about it, Bill. But if we didn't garnish the 10%, maybe that's 10% they take home and they give to a boyfriend. I'm sorry. To buy meth, I don't know.
And why do you assume that? Why don't you assume that they might use that 10% to buy a little extra something for their kids?
All right, Phil, if you want to say that, that's fine. And I'm sure that there are young ladies that do. I'm just simply saying, if I didn't take that 10% from some of them, that it goes back to a... It goes someplace else. It could be something that has to do with... if we're talking about crystal meth, if we're talking about heroin...
All right, we're going to be back with Ted Bell on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Not all of them use heroin.
Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Every single night to make your evening a very beautiful evening, a pleasant evening after a long day at the office. Come to Ted's. We're Beverly Hills and our all-day slow-cooked prime rib, Phil.
It's good, huh?
Oh, is it good? Oh, I like the way, is it good, huh? You know it's good.
I know it's good, but I guess my mind is on other things right now.
Well, hey, one of the things, if I could just interrupt you, Phil, one of the things that your mind should be on is that our restaurant, obviously, is sponsoring this program, so I'd like your mind to be on that. I'd like your mind to be on promoting us, and then you can have your mind on...
Well, Ted, excuse me, but my mind will be on what I feel my mind should be on. I'm going to be promoting your restaurant, yes, and then we're going to be talking here about John Edwards. Now, you say this guy has the smell of hog on him because he's still a hillbilly. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and the reason for this, and you heard the gentleman in Boston agree with me, the reason for this...
Boston agree with you. That doesn't mean anything.
All right. Well, but the reason for this... It...
You know, a lot of people are going to call up and agree with you, Phil. That doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. You understand that, right? Because they just want to agree with you to agree with you.
All right. I got your point. But the point that I'm making is... Here's a guy that is world-traveled, a smart man, an intelligent guy, ran for president. You're telling me he doesn't know enough to pay enough money to get himself out of trouble. And you do.
And apparently I do, Phil.
And the way you do it, which is smart, is by garnishing 10% of the wages of your food servers there at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Phil, I'm going to say this with the greatest of respect and the greatest of love in my heart for the young women and men who work for me. I don't even think food servers would disagree with this. I don't even think food servers would disagree with this. There is 10% of every single cocktail waitress and food server, 10% of their tips a week is money that they are eventually going to take and throw down a gutter, throw right into a toilet. It's their age. It's the way they think.
You know, there's not all of them are in their 20s. A lot of food servers and lifetime members who of the food staffs of restaurants are in their 40s. These are people who are advanced in their years. They're not old people, but they're certainly smart with a dollar.
You know, I would say that may be the case, but I'd say the overwhelming majority of them are going to take at least 10% of their weekly earnings, their tips, I'm saying. They're going to take it, and I'm saying this in a figurative sense, they're going to figuratively wad it up in a ball and wipe with it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I'm telling you, I've seen this happen. And so when we garnish 10%, what we're doing is we are taking that 10% that they would ordinarily throw down a rat hole, and I'm putting it to some good use. And what we're using it for...
What you're using it for, Ted, is...
Can I finish what I'm saying?
What you're using it for, Ted, is to pay off people so that indiscretions that you commit, indiscretions that friends of yours commit, indiscretions that powerful friends of yours commit, never see the light of day. You're using the tip money of your young people who work for you to cover up what you do.
I'm using 10% of their tip money, not all of it, 10%, the 10% that they would use to give to a boyfriend for meth, to give to a kid to go out and get an abortion. Huh? What do you think of that? They're going to go get an abortion with the tip money.
With the tip money, they're going to go...
What are you laughing at? I've seen this happen.
You talk about having respect for your food servers, and in the next breath, oh, well, they're going to take 10% of that money, and they're going to give it to a boyfriend so he can go buy meth.
I've seen the boyfriends of my young, of the girls that work for me in the primary room, I've seen their boyfriends pick them up from work at night. These guys look like 100 yards of evil. Their teeth are coming out of their faces. They got some squirrely-looking Rocky and Bullwinkle hairdo. Their cheeks are sunk in. Their eyeballs are bulging out of it. You know what that is? You know what that is, right?
Of what? Of the
face when they've got a Rocky and Bullwinkle hairdo.
The hell are you talking about, man? You know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the hair that comes up like Robert De Niro had in that one movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about meth. And that's what these boyfriends and the girlfriends go to work at my place, and they get the tip money. And then they take it home, and they say, here, baby, go out and get well. And just before he does, he makes sure that he gives them a real good, swift, and very, very crisp backhand across the face while wearing their senior class ring. Now, that's what they're going through. And you're sitting there, and you're telling me with a straight face, you're saying to me, boy, is it sure immoral, Phil, Ted, of you to take the money of these young women.
I think it's immoral of you to assume that 10% of their tip money, every food server's tip money, goes to give a boyfriend money for crack or goes for an abortion, which I think is judgmental of you.
How do you like that, huh? She gives it to some kid on the street. Here, go get an abortion.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm talking about they may have a daughter or something. All we're doing... I want to do something for you, Phil, here on Ted's. We got any phone calls?
Not right now.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
What is that supposed to mean?
It just means that I don't think there's a whole lot of people that disagree with what I'm saying. That's why. People know that what I'm saying is the truth. People know that what I'm saying is the way the world works. Phil, there are dreamers like you, and there are guys like me who live in reality. I want to play. I just was listening to this tonight. Okay, can you hear this? You hear that?
Yes.
That's a song called The Lonely... The Lonely Something, The Bull... The Lonely Bull. That song is my theme song. It reminds me of when I first got into the restaurant business. I would sit in the parking lot and I'd play this at full blast before I came out of the car and into the restaurant. Because I was the toreador. I was going to go in and I was going to take that bull and I was going to turn it into a nice, neat stack of steaks sitting in a freezer. And that's how I look at life, Phil.
Yeah, but Ted, today, can we turn that down?
No, we can't turn it down. Hold on for a minute. Hey, right here. La da 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 da. I love that. See, I would sit in the car, in a parked car, in a dark parking lot before the sun came up. That's how early I got to work. Okay, don't turn that down. Don't you ever touch that. I don't give a damn. Don't ever touch it. One of my servers, one of the busboys. I would sit in a dark parking lot, Phil, and I would sit in my car and I'd play this full blast. And I remember a cop one day, a Beverly Hills cop, pulling his gun on me and wondering who the hell was I. He thought I broke into the car. I looked that bad because I was hungover. But
okay, I get it, man. This is your theme song.
Yeah, it's my theme song. I've got a theme song, Phil. Have you got a theme song? Do any of the people in your audience have a theme song? Huh? Listen to this. Right here. Here it goes. La da 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 dee dee dee. This is the Lonely Bull, Phil.
Ted, thank you.
Ted, thank you, but you can go straight to hell. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say thank you, but I think it begs the question of what we're talking about.
Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about me taking money from my food servers who would otherwise spend it to get an abortion. And using it so that I can maintain my reputation. And you got something that's bad. Hello?
Yeah, it's bad. It's hypocritical. It's a lot of things, Ted. It's bad. It's hypocritical. It's a lot of things.
Well, I'd like to give me one reason.
No, I've given you a million reasons why. I don't care whether John Edwards is hip enough to understand how to pay people off. I don't know whether John Edwards has enough money to pay people off. Maybe he made the mistake of paying the wrong people. You seem to think that if John Edwards were smart enough to pay the right people and he never got caught, he'd be a man among men. I don't think so, and I don't think that's how most people think. That whether you're caught or whether you're not, whether you are free or whether you are trapped like a rat, you still did something that punches another hole in someone's reality somewhere. It lets the air out of life. It makes life a little lousier, guys like you.
Well, hold the phone for a minute.
Yeah, I know. You're going to sarcastically applaud.
No. I wouldn't sarcastically applaud. I would never do that. No, Phil, what I want to do is something even better. This is way, way better than sarcastically applauding. Is this. This is live in Japan. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I get your point.
No. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hendry. Well, he just stood up for all the little guys. What the hell is this? What is this? Turn it off! Don't ever put that. Don't you ever do that again. I had to belt one of my shirts.
What happened?
I'll tell you. What do you mean, what happened? That's the Ventures? I'm playing Lonely Bull. There's only one guy, Herb Alpert. Lonely Bull, one guy, Herb Alpert. You know that, right?
Well, I know he had the hit.
No. I'm not doing some Joel Whitburn top 40 DJ show. The song that goes right to the guts of every American is the Herb Alpert version of Lonely Bull, not the Ventures. I don't care how big they were in Japan. I don't give a damn if the Ventures themselves could roll back the radiation of Hiroshima. We don't put it on this. We don't put it on your show.
I put on my show what I want to put on my show.
Really? Well, guess what? Yeah! Don't ever put the Ventures on again, Billy.
I'm a bummer, come on, Billy.
Yeah, well, whatever you said. This is the song that powered me all the way.
Get out of here, you and your Ventures, or your whatever that. That's Herb Alpert. Herb Alpert, fine. Well, you gotta buy the guy. Admire him? I think he's crackers. I think he's as nuts as Bobby Dooley, sitting in his car in the dark of the morning listening to the Lonely Bull to the point where he's got a Beverly Hills cop pulling his gun on him. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say, folks. W-O-W, Fort Wayne. I'm kidding. All right. Actually, there's a W-O-W-O, but our Fort Wayne affiliate is not that. And we're very happy for that. All right, our Phil Hendry show continues here. For all I know, we are on that station. I've just gotten us bumped off. We'll be right back here. Our number, of course, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. All right, bud. Yeah. And we'll be right back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry show. Our News and Information Hour coming up as well.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Next hour, we got our News and Information Hour, and just a reminder, our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, where you can pick up a backstage pass and watch live streaming video of our show each and every night on Phil TV in HD. People with backstage passes tonight have been seeing our show in Phil TV in HD.
Pretty weird, too.
You call it weird, I call it theater.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean about it.
Well, then call it theater, don't call it weird.
I don't know what that is.
Theater's weird, okay? Now do you know what it is?
Yeah.
So anyway, and also check out our merchandise store. When you go to the Phil Hendry Show website, you can pick up our T-shirt. You can pick up our shot glass. We got a classy, really cool shot glass, dishwasher safe, as well as our coffee mug. In other words, everything we do on our website when it comes to merchandise, we don't roll out a whole lot of merchandise at once. is it's got to be top of the line. We don't put any crap out there, okay? Our Phil Henry Show t-shirt is a beautiful thing. It's 100% cotton. We've got it in all sizes from large up to triple X. All of our classic CDs, legacy CDs, our best of CDs are there. PhilHenryShow.com, and that's the Phil Henry Shop. Just hit shop there in the button. All right. Call it digital sleuthing in the high-tech age. This is an amazing story, and I'm going to put on, if you are watching Phil TV in HD, there is a picture of a guy that stole someone's MacBook, and he didn't know that he was being looked at by the guy who, you know, who he stole the MacBook from. This dude is using this guy's computer. Look at this guy.
That guy, that's a nightmare of every troll that ever was.
Yeah, this guy looks like the kind of guy, he looks like a troll. He looks like the kind of guy you just want to kick his ass just because he's there. And you got nothing else to do. Call it digital sleuthing in the high-tech age. A man's MacBook is stolen. He activates, get this, a $15 application, snaps photos of the alleged thief, posts them on a blog, and 2 months later the computer is retrieved and the suspect is arrested by the cops. Imagine the surprise of this troll of this guy. It was actually a cab driver who said that he bought it. No, he didn't buy it. He said he got it as a gift from a relative. Well, that's horse dung. You know why? When you get a gift of a computer from a relative, or if you just get a gift of a computer, you don't have to spend like the first day erasing somebody else's information.
Yeah, he wasn't like the other guy who's on Google or something.
This dude, the guy, the Mac thief, started erasing this guy's personal information, his email account, everything, and started logging on with Google. According to the blog that was kept by Joshua Kaufman, whose Apple MacBook was stolen from his Oakland, California apartment on March the 24th, he reported the crime immediately and then began collecting photos of the person using his computer with the help of Hidden. Hidden is an app that lived up to its name. He posted on his Tumblr blog photos of a man sleeping, using the computer, and driving with the laptop open. And like I say, on our homepage, on our website, this is a picture of this jackass sitting there using the computer with his shirt. I'm probably stark naked. For all I know, he's logged onto my site.
Yeah, I think it's one of your listeners.
I think this guy's posting in the comments section on our website. But the crime was given low priority by the Oakland Police Department because the value of the computer is relatively low compared to other goods. But Kaufman started tweeting the photos to 6,000 followers after he got a fix on his computer's location. Tweets linking to Kaufman's blog, "This guy has my MacBook," that's the name of the guy's blog, spread to reporters, and the story soon started appearing on websites and blogs. ABC News said that when its Good Morning America reporter called the Oakland Police Department checking if the blog was a hoax or just a promotion, the cops reopened the case and in short order lured the suspect to an arrest. Citing police, ABC identified the suspect as Muthana Aldebashi, a 27-year-old cab driver from Alameda. Well, the computer was recovered and returned to Kaufman, who hasn't revealed details about himself or commented beyond his blogs and his tweets. The story is great publicity for both UK-based Hidden, which offers computer protection plans ranging from $15 per year for one computer to $395 for up to 100 computers for businesses, with theft recovery assistance included. It's also good publicity for Apple, showing the loyalty of its users, and for Twitter.
You know, every time you go to that guy's face, you go back to your own face, it looks like you're morphing from that guy to that guy.
What?
Why don't you speak English?
I am speaking English, man. Watch. Go ahead. Hit it. See that? Look like your face turned.
All right. So it looks like my face turns into that. Yeah, it does. Wow. That is weird. Anyway. But as much it may teach users to protect their hardware, the story could also serve as a warning to thieves to beware of tracking software. Now the cat's out of the bag. That's right. Consultant Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group said that while a professional thief may wipe a computer's memory, knowing there are programs such as LoJack that may track them, casual thieves typically aren't known for their long attention spans or their avid interest in either tech publications or in news shows. Cybersecurity expert Graham Cluley of Sophos said most computers are stolen by opportunistic thieves rather than tech-savvy criminals. So in other words, these guys may knock off the heisting of these small computers because the guys that tend to steal these little things are not big-time criminals. They're just guys that they're the criminals of opportunity. He said the low price of laptops has made them a low priority for thieves because the secondary market is weak. What that means is professional thieves pick other things that are more valuable and easily more transportable, jewelry, money, and so forth. Laptops are generally stolen by opportunists. That's just what I said, and I didn't even read that part of the article. That shows you how tech-savvy I is.
Right on, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Hell, his name is. Now, again, he said that he had gotten the laptop as a gift from a relative. Yeah, uh-huh, sure. Because if it was a gift, how come you was changing all that information? He's full of crap. So he probably knew it was stolen, you know.
Yeah, I probably found out from his relative, said, yeah, I just boosted this laptop. Do you care? No.
All right, well, it's the news and it's the information hour. Put it together, that means Robert and Bud coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Art Bell will make an appearance on our show. That's right. And check us out on the web at www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Look out.
Phil Henry.